convicted killer Ronnie Lee Gardner was put to death by firing squad early today in the third U.S. execution by that means since 1976. Gardner was condemned to die for the 1985 courthouse shooting of an attorney during an escape attempt. We spoke to Kate Morris from the UK-based organization Reprieve, which campaigns for the abolition of the death penalty, about the firing squad method of execution.
Well, it's still used in Utah, and it's also still permitted in Oklahoma. They're the two states that permit it in the U.S. In Oklahoma, it's actually only still used as a backup option, which means in case lethal injection and electrocution are held to be unconstitutional. In Oklahoma, it's actually never been used in practice. Now, in Utah, as you mentioned, it was actually banned in 2004, but that law isn't retroactive. So basically, anyone who was convicted before 2004 can still opt to be executed by firing squad. And Ronnie Lee Gardner, who was killed today, was convicted in 1985. So he was allowed to choose firing squad.
There's been quite a lot of an outcry even before the execution. There were different religious denominations, including the Catholic Church, who came out against the use of this method. One bishop called it barbaric. So that it has really received attention.
Yeah, it has, and rightly so. Of course, it is a barbaric method of execution. In fact, just yesterday, the Vietnam National Assembly has outlawed firing squad, which they did use, and they've now decided to use lethal injection, which they say is more humane. But of course, no method of execution is humane. The lethal injection has its own problems. I mean, we would say that any method of execution is barbaric, but of course the firing squad in the popular psyche is a more visible and a more visibly barbaric method.